This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for February 4th, 2022. The Walt Disney World Resort has extended its special policy for unionized cast members who must call in sick due to mandatory isolation after contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19, or if they test positive themselves through the end of March 2022. According to a local union which represents Walt Disney World cast members, Disney has extended that special policy for cast member leave due to mandatory close contact isolation or testing positive through March 31st. As it stands, unionized cast members are entitled to up to 80 hours of sick pay for missed shifts during two consecutive weeks for an employee not on furlough who has had a confirmed diagnosis of COVID-19 and provides sufficient medical documentation to Disney. They are also entitled to their wages for missed scheduled shifts for up to two consecutive weeks during company mandated isolation due to business-related exposure to COVID-19, according to the union. Walt Disney World recently opened a COVID-19 testing site in the Blizzard Beach parking lot for cast members and shortened their mandatory quarantine period for testing positive to 5 days last month. Cast members who are part of one union at the Disneyland Resort have also noted problems and delays with receiving COVID-19 pay, which Disney is reportedly working to address. The Jungle Cruise was unavailable at the Magic Kingdom for a portion on Thursday, but the ride's skippers won't let guests go without a magical experience. In fact, we caught them gathered at the top of the stairs in Adventureland, reenacting the entire ride for guests walking by. This is amazing. They handed off who was acting as skipper, while the rest of the group portrayed the animals and nature, including the backside of water, of the attraction. You can watch the video right here on our channel. It's pretty fun. Walt Disney World has a new line of keychains. Each one is a letter of the alphabet with a design inspired by a Disney character. Found the keychains at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom for $9.99. You'll find them all on our website. I will tell you, I'm still angry about the letter X, which is Rex from Toy Story, which breaks the rules. It's supposed to be the first letter of their name. I am boycotting this collection on the grounds that Rex does not start with X. There are characters that start with X. You should look them up. I think it's basically XR from the Buzz Lightyear animated series, but they exist, I assure you. Figment, Woody, and Simba have joined the Tinkerbell figure available for purchase at Walt Disney World, completing the set. These figures are inspired by the full-size Fab 50 statues in honor of the 50th anniversary. There's one figure for each park, basically Tinkerbell for Magic Kingdom, Figment from Epcot, Woody for Disney's Hollywood Studios, and Simba for Disney's Animal Kingdom. Each golden character comes with a dark blue base. Figment, of course, represents Epcot, where he stars in Journey into Imagination. Woody represents Hollywood Studios on behalf of Toy Story Land. And Simba represents Animal Kingdom. We found them at Bonjour Village Gifts of the Magic Kingdom. They're only $99 each, which I think for a medium figure is pretty reasonable. Usually they're more than that. A new limited edition Magic Band is now available at Walt Disney World for Valentine's Day. The Magic Band comes in a box. It features Mickey and Minnie embracing. Minnie's holding a Valentine and hearts are above them. The rest of the box is also decorated with hearts. The edition size of the Magic Band is 3,460. That is oddly specific. The Magic Band is pink. Mickey is on one side hugging a giant heart. Minnie on the other side. I'll always be separated forever by the middle of the Magic Band. It's very sad. Anyway, we found it at the Frontier Trading Post and Magic Kingdom for $39.99. New Walt Disney World 50th anniversary pins featuring Mickey and friends are coming soon to the Disney parks and Shop Disney, produced by Figpin, who announced the Mickey, Minnie, Chip, and Dale pins on their Instagram. Each character in their 50th anniversary outfit as seen at Walt Disney World. A release date has not yet been announced. Another Spaceship Earth shirt, a Harmonious tee, and a General Epcot tee are now available at the Creation Shop. The long sleeve shirt is the same light gray white as Spaceship Earth, and Epcot is patterned on the interior of the collar. The sleeves have the hexagonal shapes of Spaceship Earth, and Epcot is printed near the waist. It costs $39.99. The shirt is a similar color to the Spaceship Earth apparel. It has two buttons and a collar. It has all the Epcot logos on the front in a star-like shape, and Epcot is printed on the bottom. It costs $36.99. The final tee is black with Spaceship Earth in the center and Harmonious printed over it. A rainbow of colors shines out from Spaceship Earth with Harmonious printed in different languages. The silhouettes of World Showcase icons and Disney characters surround Spaceship Earth. It costs $24.99. We're officially less than a month away from the maiden voyage of the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, but you may be surprised to learn that it's not the maiden voyage of the Halcyon ship. In fact, it's the ship's 275th anniversary. Star Wars Halcyon Legacy number 1 begins shortly before the present day and dives into the past to weave the backstory while setting up the story guests will live out. You may wonder why a high-class cruise ship would stop somewhere like Batuu. The Halcyon is celebrating its anniversary by taking the same route as its maiden voyage. Before navigation computers and hyperspace lanes were established in the galaxy, Batuu was a popular stop for travelers of all kinds. But some on board the ship may have ulterior motives for visiting a planet occupied by both the First Order and the Resistance. We begin with the launch pod that will transport guests from a Central Florida parking lot to outer space. Quote, "Do you know how hard it is to get reservations on the Halcyon?" a guest quips. "We do. It's not that hard. In fact, there's been a lot of cancellations. It's pretty easy." But anyway, back to the backstory. Meet D309, a logistic droid. They name drop cruise director Lenka Mock immediately, and we meet our main characters. Of course, youngling Kamina is eager to get the lightsaber training pod. We get our first flashback into the history of the Halcyon as D309 remembers Shore's first visit. That's right, Anakin Skywalker and Padme Amidala were passengers aboard the Halcyon while spying on a suspected separatist, and they came face to face with the fearsome Asajj Ventress. We're set to learn more about Anakin and Padme's adventures on the ship in the third issue of the comic, which will release on April 13th. Captain Riola Keevan makes a grand entrance as the Halcyon is hailed by a pirate vessel. Keevan is a Pantoran, not Pandoran, that's a different film series, who is the current captain of the ship. Guests will meet Keevan during their stay on the Star Cruiser. Do the references to pirates attacking the Halcyon seem familiar? Well, that's because it was directly referenced at the end of the welcome video sent to upcoming Halcyon guests. At the time, it seemed like an out-of-place bit, but perhaps it is alluding to the story that will unfold for Star Cruiser guests. D-309 distracts Kamina from her fear of the pirates by regaling her and us with a story of the long history of the Halcyon. We go back 265 years in the early days of the cruiser to find Jedi Master Nib Asek and her Padawan Buryaga in a guest cabin. And we know Wookiees are big, but this does not reassure us about the size of those bunks. The two Jedi are some of the main characters in the High Republic series, but you won't need to be familiar with them to understand the story. Shug Drabor, an Anzellan, the same species as Babu Frick from Star Wars Episode 9, is the mastermind behind the Halcyon. Drabor designed it and his sister ship, the Wanderlite. Given the timeline, guests are unlikely to meet Drabor on their journey. Quote, "The Halcyon is the greatest Star Cruiser ever launched," says the book. The book is not exactly subtle in its sales pitch, and even the enemy agrees, telling his curious crew, quote, "The Halcyon is the crown jewel of all Star Cruisers." After a lengthy high-stakes battle, we return to the present day where D-309 tells Kamina that Shug was also grateful to the Jedi for saving his ship and its compass, that he built the lightsaber training pod on board the Halcyon as a token of appreciation. Given that the Star Cruiser timeline takes place during the sequel trilogy when Rey and Luke are the only known Jedi, this nicely patches the plot hole of the lightsaber experience. The story ends as the pirates move to strike against the Halcyon. Captain Keevan has refused to give up the alleged spy herself, who sent communications from the ship to the Resistance. The immersive two-night excursion is being billed as an adventure you could see, feel, and live, but Imagineers have been quick to emphasize that guests can choose their own level of involvement. There's something for every taste, from the casual fan to those who love deep lore. And here at WDWNT, it's no secret that we love the stories behind the creations, from the Society of Explorers and Adventurers to the real-life histories of the parks. So we are excited for 4 more issues of Halcyon Legacy. We've just laid out what's in issue number 1 for you. But of course, stay tuned for our full coverage of the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. In fact, we will be on the first 2 voyages. So starting March 1st, we will have several days of coverage for you. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's somewhere in between, we will let you know honestly, because as you know, we're paying to go. So you can always trust us to tell you exactly how we feel honestly. Of course, Disney may be hoping for smooth sailings once the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser opens on March 1st, but they're facing yet another struggle to get off the ground. Waitstaff are in seemingly short supply as experienced Walt Disney World cast members hesitate to leave their current positions. Reportedly, servers have expressed concerns about working conditions and wages. The environment is different from many normal restaurants and even that of a cruise ship, as Disney has been comparing the two-night experience. There are concerns about working shifts in a windowless room. There's artificial windows that'll give diners a view of space, but no real sunlight. Additionally, potential waitstaff are concerned about leaving money on the table, so to speak. Doubts are being cast as to whether the gratuities will be comparable with their current locations. Waitstaff often rely on gratuities to make up the difference for their reduced wages, and the exact pay rate for the Star Cruiser waitstaff has not been released to the public. But of course, there are only 100 rooms on board. The reduced turnover plays well into those calculations. Obviously, you know, if you work at Ohana or, you know, any other restaurant at Walt Disney World where there is a ton of turnover, you are making some very, very good money. Chef Mickey servers do very, very well. And so why would you want to work on a cruise ship where you only have a couple of tables a night and people have prepaid, so maybe some people won't be inclined to even tip. Sad as that is to mention, that it's a very real possibility. So it is something to keep in mind. I completely understand why it's hard for them to find wait staff, but we'll assume then we will have a very inexperienced wait staff when the Star Cruiser does launch on March 1st. We will wait and see what happens. Walt Disney World has some new kitchen mousewares for anyone who wants to add some Disney magic to their baking. The new items were alongside other kitchenware and Celebrity Five and Dime at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We spotted a new measuring cup set, baking pan, and a mixing bowl. A new limited edition Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness magic band is now available at Keystone Clothiers. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness won't be released in theaters until May 6th. So it is a little weird that this was released already in the parks. The design of both the box and the magic band features Doctor Strange, Wong, Wanda Maximoff, and America Chavez from the upcoming film. The band is a limited edition of a much more reasonable size of 2,000. The band is navy blue color with a red puck, and both the Marvel Studios and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness logos are on the other side of the magic band. It costs $39.99. Many new Valentine's Day treats have arrived at Walt Disney World this month, and at Gasparilla Island Grill at the Grand Floridian, guests can pick up a chocolate cherry blondie pop. So we visited the restaurant to review the pop before it goes away on February 15th. It's a brown butter blondie with mini chocolate chips, dried cherries, and enrobed in dark chocolate and Valentine's Day sprinkles. The treat is $5.99. The review on our website. Carriage rides will be returning to Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside starting February 4th. Here's the information you'll need to know. Quote, you'll board your horse-drawn carriage for a 25-minute ride at the Riverside Levee Marina at Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside. Carriages fit up to four adults or two adults and three small children. Each horse-drawn carriage ride is $55. Advance reservations are highly recommended. You can learn more about how far in advance reservations can be made. Guests under 18 years of age must have a parent or guardian permission to call. They recommend you call in order to book. I will tell you, this is like a Walt Disney World bucket list item for me. I have not done it yet, and I love Riverside. It's one of the most beautiful resorts Disney has ever built. I am very excited at some point in the future to do this. More merchandise celebrating the 30th anniversary of Disneyland Paris has been announced. The 30th anniversary celebration officially kicks off on March 6th. First up, this double Pandora charm features the 30th anniversary logo and Sleeping Beauty Castle. We previously got a look at only the back of the Spirit jersey, which says Disneyland Paris, and the front, now we're seeing, has the 30th anniversary logo. The sleeve says 30 years of magic. The pet Spirit jersey also says Disneyland Paris across the shoulders. How cute. 30th anniversary logo is in the corner around a paw print. One of the phone cases was revealed during the announcement of the Rhino Shield partnership. The newly revealed phone case has a blue-tinted photo of Sleeping Beauty Castle with Disneyland Paris Magic 30 and the opening date and 30th anniversary date to the side. This first collectible key has a handle shaped like the 30th anniversary logo with a castle in the center. A D is on the end of the key, and the railroad key has a railroad symbol, which is EDRR for the original name of the park, Euro Disneyland. This, of course, still being the Euro Disneyland Railroad. That's on the handle. And the end of the key is shaped like a train with smoke rising from the smokestack. Finally, last but certainly not least, are these figures designed exclusively for Disneyland Paris by the artist duo Kevin and Jody, featuring Melanie and Henry Ravenswood, aka the Phantom of Phantom Manor. These are spectacular. I desperately need these. The maiden voyage of the new Disney Cruise Line ship, the Disney Wish, has been delayed from June 9th to July 14th, 2022. Guests booked for the maiden voyage will be auto-booked onto the new one. The following sail dates will also be affected: the June 14th DVC cruise, the June 17th, June 20th, 24th, 27th, July 1st, 4th, 8th, 11th, 15th, and 18th. The first Disney Vacation Club cruise was scheduled for the second sailing leaving June 14th. It has now been moved to July 19th. Guests booked on the original sailing have received emails informing them that they have been automatically moved to that July 19th sailing at a 50% discount. guests not able to make the new sale date will have the option of either a 50% discount on a future cruise or, of course, a full refund. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms or even on TikTok. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can support the entire team behind this program by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Looking for the latest in Disney news on the go? Then download WDWNT, the app. From news to videos to park hours and more, WDWNT, the app is your one-stop shop for the latest from the Disney world. Available on iPhone and Android, just search for WDWNT in your device's app store.